Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Extending the love of God to orphans, children at risk, and their families. Joining me today is Brad Brown, CEO of Christian Heritage. Brad, we welcome you to the program today.
Thank you for having me, Karen.
Brad, share with our listeners the purpose and vision of Christian Heritage.
Our purpose is to extend the love of God to orphans, at-risk children, and families. And our vision is families restored, children filled with hope, and prepared for life.
God has really given you a passion for serving children and their families, and particularly those at risk. How did God call you to serve children in this capacity, Brad?
Well, thank you for that question. I will have to go back all the way to living in Oklahoma. I was 16 years old, and I believe that the Lord had put a calling on my life to work with at-risk children and families. It took me a while to connect the dots, but when I look back at my own upbringing, I lived in an at-risk family myself, specifically in the area of educational neglect. My father had an eighth grade education and didn't learn to read until he was 40. We didn't have books in our home. Mm-hmm. And so as I look back on my life, I always felt a burden to help children who maybe didn't have the same educational experiences that a lot of kids have, and I wanted to help them. And that's where it started for me.
Well, we're going to have a conversation all week about the ministry of Christian Heritage. But tell our listeners your website.
It is chne.org.
Thanks for being with us here today, Brad. And I encourage you, if you're listening, to follow us this week because we're going to talk about serving at-risk children. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. For more information, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.